Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Vayikra, and he called. Week 24, Second Aliyah. When anyone brings a grain offering as an offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour. He shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it and bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests. And he shall take from it a handful of the fine flour and oil, and with all of its frankincense. And the priest shall burn this as its memorial portion on the altar, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. But the rest of the grain offering shall be for Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the Lord's food offering. Leviticus chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. How can the principle of the grain offering be applied to our personal lives? The animals offered in the Olah, ascension burnt, in the Olah offering represent human life. When one dedicates an animal to be completely consumed by fire, one sends a message to the Eternal that says, I belong to you completely. The ascension offering represents our total dedication. The produce offered in the Mincha cereal offering represents man's work in the fields. When we give these products to the Eternal, we say, my work belongs completely to you. The meal offering represents our work before the Eternal. The ascension offering is not eaten, but the largest part of the meal offering was eaten by the priests. Only one handful was offered on the altar altogether, with incense. This shows us that the work that we do for the Eternal is expressed mainly through our service to others, and especially through the leaders He has placed over us. The incense represents prayer and praise to the Eternal. Compare Psalms 141, verse 2, Revelation 5, verse 8. The fact that all the incense had to be given to the Eternal shows us that we cannot worship or pray to man, but only to the Eternal. One cannot serve the Eternal without serving people, and especially the leaders of the Eternal has put into place. This is as it's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. This was not only as we had hoped, but first they gave their own selves to the Lord and to us through the will of God. First of all, they gave themselves to the Lord, which is the Olah offering, representing total dedication to the Lord. Then they gave themselves to the messengers, the leaders, whom the Eternal had placed over them. One cannot be completely dedicated to the Eternal without serving and submitting to those leaders whom the Eternal has put into place. The Father seeks worshipers. A worshiper is one who has given himself completely to Him, one who has gone through the Olah experience. Only one who has gone through the Olah can serve satisfactorily the Eternal with his works. That's why the Olah offering is given before the Mincha offering. The Eternal seeks hearts that are dedicated and willing to do His will. Dear disciple of Yeshua, have you given your heart to the Eternal? Are you completely His? Is there any part of your life that you have not dedicated to your Father? Have you presented yourself as an Olah offering? In that case, you will be able to serve Him in the right way. If not, your works and your service to the Eternal will not be completely pleasing to Him. Serving and obeying the Father without a relationship with Him is not the same thing as doing it with that relationship as the foundation. The difference between these two can't be seen outwardly. It has to do with the heart, the inner attitude, and most importantly, thing, the most important thing of all, is the relationship with our Heavenly Dad and with His Son, Yeshua Mashiachinu, our Messiah, His representative, who was sent by Him, by our Heavenly Father. The ultimate life, eternal life, is found in that relationship, as it is written in John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and Him whom you sent, Yeshua the Messiah. Kol Tuv. Shalom.